Today's Daf Yudches. Hope everyone enjoyed the Dafim on Yantif. Really amazing on Dafim on Shavuos. Discussed the Aron and the Luchos and how everything worked out regarding those sugyas. We pick up the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Mabez. We have five Dafim left in Masechah Shkalim. So we pick up on Yud Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara had been talking about. The Mishnah spoke about the Shulchanos of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah mentioned that there were 13 Shulchanos of the Beis HaMikdash, some of marble, some of silver, some of gold, all the different types of Shulchanos. And let's pick up from, it's a parallel Gemara, so let's pick up from the beginning of the discussion of Shlomo's Shulchanos. So it's two-thirds of the way down on Yuzayin and Mabez, where it says Asara Shulchanos. It's the third word on the line, on Yuzayin and Mabez. Asara Shulchanos. Asara Shulchanos, Asher Shlomo. Shlomo Melech made ten tables. Tachsiv, Vayah Shulchanos, Asara, Vayonach, Vahechel, Chamisha Miyamin, Vachamisha Mismol. Father said they made ten, and he put five to the right and five to the left. Asks the Gemara, in Tamer Chamisha Bedarim, Vachamisha Betzafon, Father Ena Shulchan Kasher, Ela Betzafon, Shnever Betz, Ashulchat, Yitir Atzalat Zafon. Five to the right and five to the left. Does that mean five to the right when you walk into the Hechel? You walk into the Hechel from going from east to west. So does that mean five on the right, five on the left? It means the one on the right are on the north side, the ones on the left are on the south side. But that can't be because the pasuk says that the shulchan has to be on the north side. We know that, as we'll discuss today a little more, the three special kalim that were inside the heichal, the shulchan, the menorah, and the shulchan, the menorah, and the mizbeach hazahav. So, and the shulchan has to be on the north side. So, what does that mean that it was five on the right, five on the left? It has to be all on the north. What must it mean? No, it just means that Moshe's Shulchan, the one from the time of the Mishkan, was in the middle, and the five to the right, five to the left were on the sides of that, but they were all on the north. They went all the way across, but they were all on the north side. But Afalpike continues the Gemara, lo hayim misader ela b'shal Moshe. But only, even though this opinion says that there were ten, and they were surrounding Moshe's, they only put the lechem on Moshe Rabbeinu's. Bilvad. Shenamar as a shulchan asher olav lechem haponim. In the singular, so the other ones were there for show, but they weren't used. Rabbi Yossi ber Yehuda omer no, al kulan hayim misader. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, they used all of them. Shenamar es ha shulchanos va'alehem lechem haponim. But it says the very yamin plural shulchanos, and on them was the lechem haponim, meaning they used more than one. Rashi Menachas says, and Daf Sadatah says, this means one after another. It doesn't mean they used them all at the same time. It means they switched off. One Shabbos they used this one Shabbos they used that one. But again, not that they used them all at the same time. Though there are midrashim that seem to say that they were used at the same time. That is regarding the shulchanos. Let's continue. There's a parallel Gemara that's going to come up regarding the menorahs. Let's first continue. Tani, four lines to the bottom. Mizrach u'mayrif ha'inasunim. Divrei Rebbe. They were put, again, as we walk into the Heichal from the east, going towards the Kodesh Kadashim, which is in the west. So you walk in, so on the north side is the menorah, or is the shulchan, or the shulchanos. Says this Banda Amar, says Rebbe, they were all placed there in a line from east to west and west to east. That was the line. They were all set up going that way. Rablazah Bey Rebbe Shimon Omer, no, Tzafon V'darim Hayinusunim. They were set up north to south. North to south they were set up. I understand Rabbi Shita that they were all east to west, because even according to the Manda Amar, that only one of them was used, they all had to be Ra'uy L'Sheirus. They had to be in the correct spot. So if you have them north to south, as we just said, some of them will be in the south, and therefore that wouldn't be in the Makkah that the Shulchan was allowed to be. So that it would work out if it was Mizrach L'Mayrav, because they would all be in the north. Right, but if it's north south, then you'd find the shulchan in the south, and therefore that wouldn't be allowed. Question mark. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Interesting line. If you look in the Tiklan Chadatin, in the second to last line on the page on the Yuzayin Mabez, says v'lochash laharich v'kushius achirish shebavavli uliyashvam alibed v'adabrit zvav v'darim munachim mishum d'les hilchas akavase. The Bavli, the parallel Gemara in Maseches Yoma, has a longer discussion regarding this Banda Amar. It quotes other answers, it gives other questions, but the Yerushalmi here does not do it because this Banda Amar we don't hold like him. We hold like the Banda Amar of Mizrach LaMayriv, as we'll talk about in a minute. The Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, the Halacha Krebi Bechaveira. We don't hold like Reb Elazar Reb Shimon because the Halacha is we follow Rebbe when Rebbe argues with an individual. Vigam Stam Asisa de Berachas Kavasi de Rebbe. Also, the Stam Mishnah is like Rebbe. And look at the last line. The Lav Urcha de Yerushalmi Laharech Bepilpula Shalom Alib de Hilchasa. It's not the Derech of the Yerushalmi, says Yerushalmi Shlov, to have long discussions of halachos of Manda Amr that are Lo Alib de Hilchasa. This is one of the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Again, I don't know many of us are so well versed in all the Yerushalmis, but Yerushalmi Shlov says it's not the Derech of the Yerushalmi to be Osek in Manda Amr Shalal Libet Hilchasah. So again, that's why it stops here, even though in the Bavli it has a longer discussion. Number one. Number two is there's a Meshachachma in the beginning of Parashat Tetzaveh. Did you mention this yesterday? Meshachachma in the beginning of Parashat Tetzaveh, which discusses why Shlomo HaMelech added on menorahs, added on shulchans. Now, if you look in the Torah, it says you have to build one shulchan, you have to build one menorah, and you place it. Moshe Rabbeinu did. So where did Shlomo HaMelech know that, you know, he was supposed to, or did he know, or maybe he did it himself, that he added on, he built another 10 shulchanos, another 10 menorahs, especially if they weren't used, they were just there for show, or if they were used, how did he know you were allowed to use it? Asks the, how did he know? Some Achronim ask, what about Baal Tosef? Especially if it was used. What about Baal Tosef? Right? Like, Tosef asked the Kasha in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, how can we blow so much on so many kolos on Rosh Hashanah? What about Baal Tosef? What about other the Yad David and Menachas I saw quoted asks, what about Havas Chulun Azara? How can Havas Chulun Hechol? It's even inside. How can you bring an extra menorah in? How can you bring an extra shulchan in? How did he know? So the Meshech Chachma says he quotes a Yalkut. What the Yalkut says, it wasn't just more shulchans. It wasn't just more menorahs. It was 10 more kiyors. It says Vayas Kiyorim Asara. Kedilaharbos esag shamim shame kikiyor asora kiyorim kineged aseres adibros, etc. And then he made 10 kiyors ubinin shulchanos, 10 shulchanos, and then menorahs. And there were 10 more of a lot of things. So the Meshech Chachma explains if you look at the measurements of the Beis Hamikdash compared to the Mishkan, it was a certain ratio larger. There was 10, a little bit more. So he suggests that Shlomo HaMelech thought that all the kelim were given in ratio. That if you have one kli for the size of the Mishkan, so then the Beis Hamikdash, which was 10 times larger, so you'd also need 10 times more shulchanos and 10 times more menoros. And that is his suggestion. And once you have, you need first. Well, he says the first step is the 10 menoros. You need 10 menoros to light up more. You need more if it's a larger space. Once you need 10 more menoros, then you need more 10 shulchanos, because the menorah has to be, the shulchan has to be nochach menoros. That's why ukazu kainzu. That's why he says, that's his suggestion, that's why he had to add more. But again, it doesn't really answer the questions of Baal Tosef and others, unless you say he had a mesorah for that. And that's what the Rabbeinu Bachai says. Rabbeinu Bachai says it must be that he had a mesorah, or else how would you be able to just add on? Blessed the Adam Besor. There's a pasuk in Devar Yamin that says Hakol b'ksav b'yad Hashem, and everything was from it was based on Mesorah. So even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that doesn't seem you read the Torah it doesn't sound like there should be more kalim, but Rabbeinu Bachai says it must be. That's what he says in Parshas Truma. There's a remes to this because if you look by the menorah, it says Te'aseh haMenorah. Or it says doesn't say Ta'aseh Te'aseh. So one Chazal is that it was so hard to make. We'll talk a little about that later. So it's Te'aseh, like made by itself. Rabbeinu Bachai says maybe that extra yud is being merames to the 10 menorahs. Te'yaseh ha-menorah. Evchim b'menorah k'siv. This is in Perachav Hei, Pasuk Yud. Te'yaseh ha-menorah b'yud. L'kach asa Shlomo eser menoros. She'ein ha-kavana she'tetzaveh ha-torah menorah achas. It's not that it's one menorah. She'yavo Shlomo v'yasamim eser. And then Shlomo decides by himself to make 10. V'chein asar shulchanos v'asar kiyorim. V'nimsa over al-Baal Tosef. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu modia l'Moshe Bahar. Hashem already has told Moshe, ki kishayivnu beis hamigdash yasu asara. That's what he was being merames in this word te'aseh. V'hayu advarim kabbalah biyadam ad shehigia binyan beis hamigdash v'asa shlomo kasher asa kabbalah biyadam. So Shlomo HaMelech really had a mesorah about this. Yeah, there could be other answers given. Remember the Tosfos there gives an answer in Rosh Hashanah. There's no Baal Tosef doing a mitzvah twice. Right, that's why Rosh Hashanah by shofar, and you do a mitzvah more than once. It's not Baal Tosef. So here too, you can use that answer for at least part of it, not for the Chulul Ma'azara. question. But that is the Meshech Chachma, and that is Rabbeinu Bachai. Now we continue on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The many Gesaros take out the first three words, so we'll start with the fourth word. Tani Hashulchan Hayanasud Mechatzi Hamizayis V'lefnim. The Shulchan was placed into half the bias V'lefnim, on the inside part of the bias. What's the bias here? So the Tiklan Chadin explains, based on the Gemara, that going from east to west, if we think of the Heichal Kodesh Kadashim structure, it's the holiest spot, the Heichal is 40 amos east to west, the Kodesh Kadashim is another 20. So altogether there were 60 amos going from east to west, the 40 on the east side was the Heichal, in the Heichal was the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbech HaZav, and on the west side, the last 20 amos was the Kodesh Kadashim with the Aron inside. The Shulchan was placed halfway, but on the inside half of the bayis for lefnim. Mashuch min hakosel beis amos umechsa klapei hatzafon. It was 2.5 amos off the upper wall, off the northern wall. So the Shulchan was on the north side. Umenorah kinegdo bedarom, and the menorah was parallel to the Shulchan on the south side, 2.5 amos off the southern wall. The Shulchan and the menorah were parallel. Mizbeach Hazav, the little Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hazav, also called the Mizbeach HaKetores, Hayanasun Be'emsa HaBayis, that was right in the middle. It's right in the middle between the Shulchan and the Menorah. Cholek Es HaBayis Mechetzio V'lefnim, it was right in the middle, it splits the Bayis, Mashuch Kima Klapechutz, but it was a little out towards the front of the Heichal, towards the east of the Heichal. So it wasn't exactly parallel to the Kli that was above and below it. The Menorah and the Shulchan were exactly parallel to each other. The Shulchan was in between them, but pulled out a little bit towards the front, towards the Pesach of the Heichal. V'kolan hayanasun mishlish habayis v'lefnim. But they were all more than a third inside the Heichal. So a third what? So now the Tiklan Chadin explains, if you count everything, if you count the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadashim, which is 60 amos from east to west, so all the Kalim were more than a third inside. None of the Kalim were on the 10, on the 20 amos of the east. They were all in the middle 20 amos, but that is, looking at it from east to west, they were mashuch inside. This is the setup that was in the Heichal, where the a coin went in every day to be makriv the Ketores, half in the morning and half in the evening. There is a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer in Siman Chaf Ches. The Chassam Sofer discusses construction of buildings, and walked in right on time. Says the Chassam Sofer, he was asked, and we'll see, there must be something more behind this tshuva, because at the end he gets very strong. He writes, Al Das Beis HaKnesses Yishana Shesasru Anshei HaKol Kodesh, an old shul which the Kehila had broken down because they had to expand it. V'herchivu binyan hachadasha l'romim beis elokeinu. They're expanding their shul. V'rotzim l'ha'amid habima shekoren batorah. They wanted to put the bima b'sof beis haknesses b'samach l'aron hakodesh v'lo be'emsa. They wanted to put the bima up close to the aron. They didn't want to put the bima in the middle of the shul. The question is, could they do this? Is there any problem with that? They'll have more seats in the shul. If you put the beam in the front, you won't have to put seats all around. It's better that way. Could they change it? The old shul had the beam in the middle. So is it right to be Mishana and put the bima in the front? That was the question. So says the Chassam Sofer. First of all, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes, Bonin Teva Be'emsa Beis HaKnesses Kedei Sheyishmu Kulam B'Shaveh. You build a beam in the shul so that everybody could hear equally. If you build it in the front, then the people in the back aren't going to be able to hear. V'kakas V'atur V'arama B'Shulchan Aruch Simsofsim and Kufnun V'chol Mishana Yadu Al Tachtona. You try to move the beam away from the middle, so then that would be inappropriate. And it quotes a lot of sources which says this. Aval ba'avonoseinu harabim pekihilos ketanos va'anashim behem ma'at yishmu gamei abim shebesof beis haknesses. But the only reason that people think it's different is that because some shuls don't have so many people, they stand right around the bima, and the bima is in the front, so they don't realize the reason that the beam is in the middle. One of the reasons the beam is in the middle is that everybody hears when you have a full shul. So the Chazam Sofer says, on a practical reason, it should not be moved. And then he says, Kavachomer, he quotes those shuls in Alexandria with the flags. He says, Ma'alexandria, shebechozos, lo shamu kalakol, etzuchlu unapis udarim, bafilu hachi hamud be'emsa velo basov. You could have moved the bima around in those shuls in Alexandria to make it closer to one end rather than to the other. But still, you left it in the middle, but it must be that there's some type of special quality for the bima being in the middle. Then he says, why? So now he gets to our Gemara. Umisvara laomer, I think misvara is at the Chazam Sofer, kiman sha'anu machzikim habima sheba korin parshas hakarbanos, kumo mizbeach, shemepnei kain misvavim habima b'chagasukos. The bima is like the mizbeach. Just like we go around on Sukkot with the Hoshanas, we go around the bima, and the bima is similar to a mizbeach. Kosh tivu a mizbeach, just like they went around the mizbeach in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Yozom mizbeach she'amad beheichal lifnei Aron Hakodesh, shum mizbeach b'ktar k'toras ve'yomid be'emsa habayis mechuvan be'minorah l'shulchan. The mizbeach k'toras was smack in the middle of the heichal between the two other kelim, who could be a frash parshas truma, and our bima is keneged the mizbeach. Our Mizbeach stands inside the shul, inside the Heichal, and it should be right in the middle. Don't change things, says the Chazam Sofer, leave the Bima in the middle. Fine, so you think this is all a halachic regular issue. Then at the end, he doesn't explain, but he gets into more general discussion, and he says his famous line, which he writes in a number of tshuvas, when he is relating to the reform movement, which was becoming strong in his time, v'haklal ha'chadosh aser min ha'torah b'chol makom. He throws that in at the end. Chadosh is aser min ha'torah, which he throws in whenever he wants to be against any new type of custom, any new type of minhag. And I saw someone quoted that says this was a bad, because in a lot of the temples or in a lot of churches, they have the special place wherever the ceremony is done towards the front. So that's why part of this issue is that they wanted to move the bima towards the front to be like Kachal Agayim Asher Svivotenu. That's another reason why he gets a halachic tshuva, but again, he says Chadosh is aser min ha'torah, and you got to be careful about moving anything and changing anything from the Mesorah. So that is the Chasam Sofer on this Gemara, that the Heichal has to be in the middle. So now we continue. Eser Menoros. Sixth line. Eser Menoros. Asa Shlomos. We spoke about all the Shulchanos. Now we speak about the Menoros. Shlomo made 10 Menoros. Shneemar. Vayas. Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Vayas is Menoros. Hazahav. Eser. Kemishpato. He made 10 Menoros. Vayitein. Beheichal. Hei mimin. Vehei mismol. Again, a parallel pasuk like the Shulchans. 10 to the right and 10 to the left. The Gemara asks the same question. In Temer. Chamish Mesavon. Chamish Bedaron. Does it really mean right and left from when you walk in, 10 in the north, 10 in the south, follow a menorah k'sheira el b'darom. Right, the menorah has to be in the darom. Shneemar v'esa menorah nochach ha'shulchan, al yerech ha'mishkan teiman, has to be in the south. Let's know the Gemara that says, harotze lahachkim yadrim. If you want to get wise, look to the south. When you look to the menorah, the aura of the menorah symbolizes chachma. So harotze lahachkim, the Gemara says, if you want to get wise, yadrim, has to be on the south. So matam olam v'chamish v'min v'chamish v'smol. So what does it mean 5 to the right, 5 to the left? Ella, it means v'chamish v'min minorasa shal Moshe v'chamish v'smola. No, it means 5 to the right of Moshe's menorah and 5 to the left, as we gave the answer by the Shulchans. Afal pikein, but again, as the Gemara said before, lo hayah mavril shal Moshe b'fad, only Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah was used. Shneemar, u'menoras hazoha v'nerosei ha'lavar ba'erev ba'erev. Right, it was menorah was put there to burn ba'erev ba'erev. So it's singular, Lova'er, Ba'erev, Ba'erev. Only Moshe Rabbeinu's was lit. But yet all these other ones in bias, in Shlomo Melech's bias. There are some that suggest that a lot of these were not there, especially the menorah in bias Sheni. Only in bias Rishon, yeah, these extra Kalim. But not in bias Sheni, in that bias Rishon, the menorah symbolizes the Hashras HaShchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the base of Mikdash, while in the bias Sheni, there wasn't for Hashras HaShchina. Right, all the Gemara and Yuma lists, right, in the Daf and the Chafs, that there were many items that were missing. There were Metumim, the Shechina, the Aron, all these things were missing from the second Beis HaMikdash. Some suggest that Shlomo HaMelech built all these, but these were not there during Bayis Sheni. That Bayis Sheni, did they have a wooden menorah? Maybe, yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe, I don't remember, could be. Well, Mesechus Yuma is coming up, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll cross that bridge again. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says again, as he said before, no, Akulon Hayim Avir. These delight all of them. And Rashi Menachas had said, they switched off, not all of them at the same time. Shneemar Ves Hamenoros, V'nei Roseihem Lova Aram, K'mishpat, Lefnei Hadvir Zahav Sagur. End of Pasuk. And they used to light all the menorahs, in plural, Lava Aram, to light them in front of the Dvir Zahav Sagur, made out of closed gold. What is Zahav Sagur? Parshim explained, Rashi quotes this in Malachim, Zav Sagur means it was such a pure gold that whenever it was on the market, all the other gold stores closed down. Because nothing could compete with this pure gold. So Zav Sagur, closed gold that all the other stores closed down when this was there. Period. If they only built one, right, so then why would... And the purpose was to light up the larger room, right, so that wouldn't work, putting those two sheets together. There's a problem with the sheet of the Rambam, yeah.
Nobody ever went into there.
Nobody ever went into, well, the coin went in every day for the Ketores. You knocked with the Ketores, the coin gold went in.
That was in the morning.
The morning in the afternoon. Remember the sheet of the Rambam, it's Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi and Parshat Tzav and the Rambam writes that the menorah was lit bein b'yom bein b'layla because it wasn't there l'ha'ir really, but that whole Rambam wouldn't fit according to Shlomo. According to this other pshat, that he only knew the ratio based on the fact that he had to light the house more. But I guess you have to work based on that. Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says there was a mesorah that he had to light a lot more. There is a problem with the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, the Gemara in Menachos parallels. We had alluded to before. How the menorahs and the shulchanos were situated, right, north, south, or east, west. And the Tikkun Chatan even explains, we didn't even go into the north, south shita, because we don't paskin that way. If you look at the Gemara in Menachos parallels, this machlokes, the shulchan and the menorahs. But the Rambam is machalik between the shulchan and the menorah. We're not going to go into where he gets this from. The Nosei Kalim are bothered, the Lecha Mishnah discusses this. But the Rambam says, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that all the Kalim of the Mishkan went east, went the length of the kelim to the length of the mishkan, v'shech and all this to the base of mikdash. V'chein shar kol a kelim shem a mikdash arkan la arko shal bayis v'rachban la rochav a bayis. The length of the kelim went to the length of the bayis. Chutz min ha'aron shahaya arko la rochav a bayis. Except for the aron, the aron's length went to the width of the base of mikdash. V'chein neiros ha'menorah hayu keneged rochav ha'bayis bein hatzafun v'hadarom. The Rambam says the menorah went north-south. And all the Mepharshim, the Rambam here argues, Mepharshim asks, how could the Rambam not parallel the menorah and the Shulchan? The Gemara of Menachah seems to have an exact parallel. The Nodeb Yehuda was asked this question. He says it's a Kushya Chamura. And he has a very difficult reading of the Gemara. And where does the Rambam get this from? Get me Svara, he can say what he wants. But it sounds like the Gemara parallels the two. Yeah? So the Neiros. So some suggest, does that mean that the Neiros, the menorah, the structure was east-west, but the Neiros were north south, maybe what they leaned on the edge of the cups.
No, it's not going to be that the menorahs were lined up against the wall, but instead of being lined up this way, they're lined up this way.
I'd say, but either way, even if the structure itself was set up north south, that also, we need the structure to be east west. That's what the Gemara seems to say. That's a problem with the Shita of the Rambam. This is in one sense a machlokas only for the Zman and the Beis HaMikdash, but there is halacha l'maisa where this machlokas comes up. Where does it come up? Chanukah. We know we had a shir a couple years ago, but there are many parallels between the menorahs that we light on Chanukah and the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Especially there are parallels to the menorah that we light in shul compared to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. First of all, in many shuls, we light the menorah in the south. Or the menorah in the south of the shul, right, to be parallel to the menorah that was in the Heichal. As we just said, the menorah has to be in the south. The Trumas Hadeshen has a tshuva quoted in the Ramah. Simon Kuf Dalet in the Trumas Hadeshen. Hadneiro shol Chanukah beveis HaKnesses. Heich Mesadrit bein Mizrach l'mayruv beveis Tzafon l'darim. He says, should they be east-west, should they be north-south? Says the Tikla Trumas Hadeshen, Yireh dahach milsa talya b'blok t'tanoi. V'hagaonim nami m'chulokim. Look in the Gemara. Depends. Whatever you paskin by the Beis HaMikdash, that's what you paskin when it comes to the shul. And therefore he says, Barova makomos ra'isi hoi mesajim e'mizrach l'mayruv. B'Vienna, b'Karmais, b'Neustadt, b'Parmuk, goes all these places. Noagin l'sajim e'mizrach l'darim. Amnam im harisi b'makom she'ein minag harisi manik kavosher harisi barova makomos ukrebi mechadero like Rebbe, meaning east west. And this is what the Rama paskins in Hilchas Chanukah. The Rama writes in Tafrei Shayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says b'beis haknesses manicho b'kosel darom. Interesting. The Shulchan never thought about this before, but now we have a deeper appreciation of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says you put it in the south of the shul, but the Shulchan Aruch does not say which way you put it. Could be because of this Rambam. Because he doesn't want, because you know what the Rambam says, this, he has this difficult Rambam, he doesn't say to do it the other way. Maybe he's just sarachin on the Rambam, why he leaves it out. The Rambam then adds in, U'misajra mi mizrach l'mayrif. You put it in the south, and the Rambam adds in, you put it in mizrach l'mayrif. So maybe the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that line because of this difficulty we just mentioned in the Rambam. But he says that because of this Trumas Hadeshen, that this is what we pat, this is what we assume Rav HaPoskim, like Rabbi, holds when it comes to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let us continue a little bit. The next pasuk is Vahaperach Vahaneres Vahamelka Chaim Zav. Who michlosav? So we dash in the next pasuk that the blossoms and the candles and all everything around about the menorah was michlos zahav. So we dash in hein kilu zahav oshel. Change the girsa to Shlomo. Kilu zahav oshel Shlomo. It finished off the gold of Shlomo. Meaning the menorah had so much gold used for it. The finished off the gold of Shlomo. The Gemara Menachos, the Tikkun Chatan quotes it, says, "What do you mean Shlomo Melech had so much gold? So much. So it means they finished off the zahav sagur of Shlomo. Meaning the special type of pure gold." That's what was used totally for the menorah. Tani Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Isi, Hayishlomo notel elef kikri zahav. How did Shlomo make the menorah? He took 1,000 kikar of zahav, a very large amount. Umachlisan lakuri, put it into the kiln. Is that what it's called? Umotzian ad shehu ma'amidan al echad, and he purified it so much that for every 1,000 pieces of gold, he got one very clear purified piece. That's one brisa, that it was 1,000 to 1. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'menorah zahav. And the girsa here is a little confusing, so we're going to go with the Karban Ha'edah's girsa, which is up on the last wide line on top. Hachi Garcina, Maisa b'menorah ha'migdash, Saisa yetera al ha'menorah, Sha'asa Moshe b'midvar dinar zahav. The menorah in the Mikdash was larger than Moshe's by a dinar zahav. V'hechnisuhu lakur pei pa'amim. They put it into the kur 80 times. V'lachash reiz b'mishkala. Meaning they put it into the kiln and it didn't lose anything. It just got purified without going down at all from the amount that it was. So it's a stira. First the brisa says it went from 1,000 to 1, and here it says it was exactly as it came out. Exactly as it went in, it came out. So Gemara says v'yos. It's correct. No stira. Adelo Yakima Bare, until it got exactly purified, until it got all the segim, the impurities off, Avichasr Sagin. That's the first pasuk. Then it got lower and lower. But Mindu Kayima Bare, once it got totally purified, Lochasr Klum, then it didn't get less at all, and it stayed exactly the amount that it was. Okay, that is the discussion of the menorah and the shulchan. There is a brisker rav I saw in Parshas Truma that discusses, we know, well, the Rashi's quote of Parshas Truma, that the menorah was impossible to make. Moshe Mitzal didn't know how to do it. So how did Shlomo HaMelech make 10? It was so hard to make the menorah. Nobody knew it. Kazet, like what, this is one of the Zez. There were 10, a bunch of Zez. The menorah, the Kiddush HaChodesh. So Shlomo HaMelech, once he had one, he knew how to make it? So that's one answer. So he had one looking at him. Yeah?
Were they necessarily replicas?
Oh, maybe were they exact replicas? So you don't have a separate sevoy. Lachor is parallel to the menorah in the Mishkan. So the Brisker Rav. So one answer is whether Menachem said maybe once you have one, you could look at it and see it. The Brisker Rav in Parshas Truma. Shlomo Melech has the Chacham Mikal Adam. Or Shlomo Melech was quote unquote wiser than Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any man. But Shlomo Melech was Chacham Mikal Adam, Chazal say. So maybe. B'tzala had a ruach achma. So what are we doing here? So again, different answers given. I'll give another answer. The Brisker Rav suggests, based on a Ramban, asking another question, that it could be that for the Mishkan, every single tzivui that Moshe got was exact. Not just in the ratio, but he wasn't allowed to go away from the tzivui even by an iota. Even by every perach on the menorah, every flower, every blossom, every bell, was an exact measurement, and he couldn't diverge from that measurement at all. While when it comes to the, and he bases it on psukim, but when it comes to, and that was a special din of tavnis, that's what he called it, din of tavnis. But when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you had to keep the ratio. But the amounts could be a little larger. If the prachim were a little larger, a little smaller, that would be okay also. So it wasn't as hard. He says, V'lonis tavinu b'beis olam erak b'dinei menorah. Sh'amenorah yu lo gvim kaftorim uprachim v'tei bomen ha-kikar. The whole kikar, the big block of gold that you started out with, had to be the same. But everything else could be a little different. The Zemi Dini Menorah. Aval Einam Chuyavas Lios Dafka B'Tavnis Zeh Sheherol Olam Moshe Bahar. V'Hagviyim V'Hakaftorim Yicholim Lios Gedolim Ma'at O Ketanim Ma'at Mimenorah Sh'Aser Moshe. Rak Shebichlola Tiyah Menorah Mishkola Kikar. That's why it was more difficult. It's more difficult to for the first menorah than the later ones. But again, all of these are other suggestions as well. He had one. He had a Ruach Chachma, so you can't say he's more than Shlomo is more than him. Either way, that's a discussion on the menorahs. Once they were built, could you tell the difference between Moshe's and the others? That'd be a nafkamina between these answers. Said they only use Moshe's. What if somebody went in at night? I mean, nobody go in and switch them around, right? So would you be able to tell the difference between the Moshe's menorah and the others? That's a nafkamina. Could you see the original? Okay, next Mishnah. Shlosha asar shofaros ha'ayva mikdash. There were 13 shofaros in the mikdash, as we said, containers shaped like shofars. The cost of aleihen. What was written on these 13 shofars? Tiklan chadatin, new shkalim. Tiklan atikin, old shkalim from last year. Kinin, pairs of birds. The gozle ola. Also other types of birds that went for a carbon ola. The Mishnah is going to discuss each of these. Eitzim, wood, lavona, frankincense, zahav lekapores, gold used for kapores. That does not mean to make the kapores that went on the Aron, but a kapores, the carbonate, says it means clay shares. Shisha l'nedava, and the remain, that's seven. The remaining six were used for karbanos nedava. We'll get to what they were used for. Okay, these were the 13 containers. So tiklan chatin, shebechol shana v'shana. Tiklan chatin is, those were the shkalim from that year. That's what that was put in that container. V'atikin, mishalohev yishtakin, shochol shana ba. If you're making up from last year, you'll put it into that container. Kinin, what the barrel, the container that said kinin, hein torin. These referred to torin birds. Goes layona. Goes like Ola and Bnei Yona. Torin and Bnei Yona were the two kinds of birds that were used for karbanos. Unclear exactly what Bnei Yona, we usually translate as doves. Torin might be pigeons, might be ravens. Either way, that's the two kinds of birds, Torin and Bnei Yona. One of these, big nafkamina, because one of them could be 1 year old, the other ones have to be 2 years old. Have to be, other type of birds that were kosher, let's say. Kosher ravens or other whatever birds are being used. Torah. I saw different translations. Goes like Olahim b'nei Yona. Kulan Ola, Sibra Behuda. Either way, Behuda says both of these containers were birds and both of them were used for carbon Ola. All of them were Olos in these containers. No. Kinin is a pair of birds, echad chatas v'echad ola. The container that said kinim is, let's say a woman is chayeves, to bring a pair of birds, a chatas and an ola, she'd throw her money into that container that says kinim, one would be for a chatas and one would be for an ola. Goes le ola, the other container that says goes le ola, kulan olos. So there's a difference between the containers. One of them had olas and chatas money, one of them had just ola money. Next. The next container had wood in it. So ha'omer harei alai eitzim, lo yiflas b'shtei gizrin. Wood is for if somebody takes it upon themselves to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. I promise to bring wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So how much do I have to bring? If I just say wood, I have to at least bring two blocks of wood, two firewoods, to be used for the fire. Lavona, if I promise to bring lavona, frankincense, which is brought usually with a carbon mincha, the frankincense that goes along with the carbon mincha, but if I say, just frankincense I want to give, lo yifchos mi komets, I still have to bring a komets, which is the space underneath the three middle fingers after you rub off the sides, that's the amount of a komets. Hence, the fourth finger is called the kemitza. Lo yifchos mi komets, you have to bring at least a komets of lavona. Zahav, if I promise to bring gold, lo yifchos mi dinar zahav, at least one gold coin. Shishal and nedava, maho yosaba. What about the money in the six containers that were called nedava? Lochem ba olos habasa l'shem ba oris l'kohanim. From that money, you bought carbon olos that were brought for the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach, and the basar went to the Mizbeach for Hashem, and the skins went to the Kohanim like a regular carbon ola. Zem Medrash Darsh Yehuda Kohen Gadol. And this is a Chiddush, this is a Drasha that Yehuda Kohen Gadol made, that this should be the Halacha. We'll have to see what exactly it's referring to. Hashem Hu Hashem Hashem Hashem. Because really there are two psukim in the Torah. One of them says this, Hashem Hashem Hashem, that it should go to Hashem, and as we'll see, the end of the Mishnah quotes another pasuk which says it should go to the Kohanim. So zeh klal. So how do you have it to Hashem and to the Kohanim? This is the rule. Kol shehu ba mishem chadim shemashma. Anytime there is a mosar extra, we have this line already. Leftovers from a carbon chatas or an asham. Meaning, let's say I'm chayav a chatas. I set aside money to buy a carbon chatas, and it costs me less. So the extra money yilka ben olos is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, is put into one of these containers, and you buy from that extra money carbonus ola and habasa l'Hashem v'ha'oris l'kohanim. And the basa will go to Hashem and the skin to the kohanim. Nimsu shnei k'suvin kayamin. So and both psukim are fulfilled. The previous pasuk that we quoted asham l'Hashem and the following pasuk asham l'kohen v'omer, as it says, kesef asham the kesef chadas lo yuva beis Hashem la kohanim yiyu. So we have two psukim, one that says it goes to Hashem, one that says it goes to the kohanim. So that's why we fulfill it by giving the basar to Hashem and the skin to the Kohanim. The Tiklan Chazdin here quotes the Vilna Gaon, quotes his Rebbe. Lashon Rabbeinu Hagaon, what exactly was Yehoyada Mechadesh here? We know every carbon ola, the basar goes to Hashem and the Kohanim get the skin. So what's the Chiddush here? So the Gra says, on about the sixth line in the second column, Lashon Rabbeinu Hagaon, she Yehoyada Chidesh, she Ha'oros LaKohanim. The Salkadai Dachamina, Dinadava Hukulo Lagavoa, Kamo Hegdish Lebeda Kabayas. Right, you might have thought, you're right, a regular carbon ola, the skin goes to the Kohanim. But you'd have thought if somebody makes a nedava to Hashem, this carbon is for an ola for Hashem. So you might have had a havamina that that's totally for Hashem. Maybe you have to burn the skin also. Who says that the Kohanim should get the skin even there by a carbon nedava? Nedava, maybe the person's das, we have an umdana, that he wanted to give it totally to Hashem. That was the chiddush of Yehoyada Kohen Gadol, that even carbon is olas nedava. Nedavas that are olas, that also the skin goes to the Kohanim. That was the chiddush according to the Gra.
This is Kohen
goes back to the Kohen Bedek Abayis, meaning like Bedek Abayis is not yours. So this carbon nedava also, you might have thought, is not yours. Kamashvon, the skin still goes to the Kohanim. Okay, similar to what we discussed last week, that Kachi Bedek Abayis are legally yours, it's just the Hakdasha is put on them. Well, Kachi Mizbeach and Kachi Bedek Abayis are not yours. In a chinami, I connect to that. Okay, Vaiter, the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Yehuda. Yehuda argued on our Mishnah. Lo hayu shofar shel kinin b'Yerushalayim b'nei HaTarovos. There was no container for kinin, for bird pairs in Yerushalayim, because of mixtures. Why? Shema tamos achas mehen. Maybe one of them, one of the owners, one of the women, let's say women, 10 women put in karbanas today, and each of them own a chatas and an ola. Let's assume like the chachamim, that one of them, the kinin, was for chatas and ola pairs, and then one of the women dies. So if one of the women dies, a chatas shemesu baleha, we've had this before, a chatas whose owner dies, a chatas is pasul. Chatas is pasul, it has to be killed. So benimsu has to not killed, it's mesos. So benimsu demei chatas mesos meravos behen. So it's in this container, you don't know who's, nothing's written down names, so if it's going to mess up the whole container. So that's why I said to Behuda, there was no container for kinim that were mechuyavos. Kinim that were nedavis, that was there, because nedavas, they're all olas, no problem. But by the kinim, the groups of birds that were mechuyavos, so that there wasn't a container for that, because maybe the woman will die, and then you'll have demei chatas mu'ura bazet.
Yeah. The
minute they put it, well, we'll get to that in a minute, that could be, we'll get to that in a second. If you remember, those of you who are doing Daf Yomi from the last cycle, Maseches Kinim is all about Tarovah. That's why Kinim is so challenging, at least one of the three Prakim, is Kinim is all about, as Sui can tell us, we just made to see him yesterday, it's all about mixtures of birds. You get mixed up, you don't remember, the Chatas, Nashon, that's, so a review that's going one step further. You're worried that the woman's going to die, and therefore it's going to get mixed up, and that's why there was no container, according to Yehuda, for Kinim Mechuyavos. Even though our Mishnah says there is. V'tava Tanya, but we ask under Yehuda, there's a brisa which he doesn't argue on. Ha'isha Sha'amar Harei Khan, a woman who says, Harel I Khan, that, you know, I accept to bring a Khan. But the Tiklat Chazdin explains that this really means, I am obligated to bring a Khan. And she's going to figure out what she has to bring. It's not a Nedava. You're talking about a Khan Chova, Mevia Demea Khan. She brings the money, Venos Nasa Beshofer. She puts it into a container. And then Vochelos Bekashim, right? When she puts it in, she could eat Kashim. Veina Choshes Hashem and Isatzel Bohen. This is what you were talking about before, I think, Menachem. She doesn't have to worry that the Kohen did not bring it today. And she could eat, she could be Tobelos in the mikveh, she could eat Kashim. Veina Kohen Choshe Shemet Mechatas Misos Moravas Bohen. Not only are we not worried that the Kohen didn't bring it, but we're not worried that one of the owners died. One of the women died. So it's a Kashim Rabbi Yehuda here doesn't argue. So the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yehuda would argue if it was true that there was no container for the kinin chovos. Answers the Gemara, ki kamrinan b'chatosh emesu b'alein v'adai. Period. Exactly, a little unclear what this means. The way that some of the Farshim explain is that Rabbi Yehuda, of course, is only talking about on a chachila level. He says, you don't have these containers. But let's say a woman who was obligated to the kan threw it into the container of the voluntary karbanas. So, says Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't know that she died, so it's still kosher. You're not choshes that a woman died. You're worried that she will die, and therefore, you don't want to set up a separate container for carbonous chova, because there's going to be a chatas in there, and then she might die. But lemaisa b'dievet, if she did throw it into the container of nedava, so then we would still be makar of the carbonus, and she could assume it was done and taken care of. And that's what the brisa is referring to, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Ask the Gemara next question. V'i amrinan. One second. Let's say I have a great solution. Let's say the woman dies. So you have a chatas and an ola of a woman who died in years. So that's going to mess everything else up. So ask the Gemara, what's the problem? Nivra dala zuze benishti benahara v'idach lishteru. Why don't you just take out certain money, take out one pair's worth of money, and then take that money and say, this is the woman's. This is the woman that died, and throw it into the yam. What is this working with? Brera, where we say that something will be huvrar. Brera has come up a number of times already. That a future event could determine past mitzius, and we could say at a future time, this is what it was always. So, what about brera? So Gemara answers, we don't hold the brera. Har mina b'amar Rabbi Yehuda, let's say brera. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the brera, no problem. What was that? Let's think about the question for a minute. Gemara said, why isn't this brera? Is this brera? What's usually a case of brera? What's the regular case of brera? Well, then, I mean, in general terms, where something is not clear, where something is not known at T1, and at T2, it becomes clear. That's what brera is. By brera, could you have something that is clear at T1 and at T2, you're trying to change the clarity of it? This woman threw in her money. That was hers. Now we're saying whatever money comes out is going to... How could you say that? That's not brera. That's the kashya in Tosas. Tosas where? It's Tzmura Daf Lamed. Very important Tosas in Tzmura Daf Lamed. It says Tosas. He asked it in a different way. Tosas says, brera. Tosas says, why don't we say brera and there's never anything that's going to be usser? Let's say something tray fell into your pot, right? And you don't know which one it is. So just take it out and say this is the usser one, and you throw it away. Isser v'heter. Well, you won't need the chelik alav yardeya, right? So you'll need basav chalav. Okay, but you won't need hilchas isser v'heter. Just take it out. Says Tosfos. So what do you have to say? No, brera only works where it's not nikar ha'isser beforehand. If the isser is nikar, then there's no brera there. There's no brera with the isra nika, then you try to change it. It says Tosfos, Tzmura Daf Lamed. Remember this Tosfos. Tosfos says, he quotes this Gemara, he quotes from Yuma instead of Shkalim, Vinishkol da'al azuz of Nishtai ve'inuch lishteru. He says, how could that work? V'im kain, b'chol isra mura behetzer nismacha brera, Vinishkol kashira isra v'idach lishteru. And he quotes six Gemara that seem to say this. So he says, it must be in this Gemara, and this is what other Rishonim say as well, it must be that when the woman threw it in originally, they did not designate. It must be they just threw it in and said, the Kohen will take care of it. The Kohen will take care of my money. So the money wasn't even designated for a specific woman, let alone for a chatas and for an ola. That's what it has to be working, because brera doesn't work when it's designated at T1 to make another designation at T2. You have to say that when the women threw in the money originally, it was not designated, it was just a general throwing in. And then, later on, when the Gemara here asks, rely on brera, why don't we designate it right now for the woman? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the brera. That's what you have to say, or else it wouldn't make sense. Okay, two dots. Rabbi Yosa be Rabbi Bun. Amar Rabbi Bar Mamo Boy. He asked the following question. Hamar, Hare, Alai, or Boy. The Tikkun Hadad explains that Boy in the Rishalmi always means he thought something and he wanted to see if the other rabbis agreed with him. Boy, he brought up the topic. Amar, Hare, Alai, Eitz, maybe Gizir Echad. Even though the Mishnah said if you're Noder Eitzim, wood, you have to bring at least two, what if you're Noder to bring Eitz, singular? Could you bring one wood? One piece? He says yes. One piece is also, one is also called a separate carbon. Amr Blazer, Masis, and Amr Kain. Yeah, there's a Brisa, there's a Mishnah that appears so. Shezek carbon b'fnei asmo, shezek carbon b'fnei asmo. That if you bring two, each one of them has significance, and each one could be called a carbon. Kahai tzanina, like we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Yuma, where it describes the whole avoda that was done in the morning, the whole pious, the goral, and how every Kohen brought up a different part of the animal and did different avodas that day. It's an intamon, because we learned there, shnayim biyadav shekizer eisim, two Kohenim, each one of them bringing up one piece of wood. So every Kohen, l'chor, does something significant, so therefore one wood must be significant, and therefore so too one eitz should be a separate carbon. Then next four words the Gra takes out, carbon arabos eitzim, just that's the word that teaches me that you can have a carbon eitzim. Period. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Amar, what's the measurement of the wood that you have to bring, if you know their eitzim? Of yon ama, the thickness of an ama, be ama shochekes, in a loose ama. Meaning, keep your four fingers, which measure an ama, keep them loose, they don't have to be tightly together. A loose ama. The arkan be ama, and the length was with ba'ama geduma, with a short, with a tight ama, a little bit smaller. It's like overflowing and a flat. Rabbi Choni, b'shem Rabbi Ami, k'min turtani, like turtani. What's turtani? Tiklin Kadin quotes a couple of different pshatim. Just means maybe it means the length is equal to the width. Maybe it means the width could be any kol shehu. Difficult word, whatever a tertini means. Different pshatim given. Amar Rav Shlomo bar Rav Yitzchak. Why is it that the length of these wood had to be one amma and no more? Because the place for the fire on the Mizbeach was only an amma long. That's why they used the short amma, because they didn't want the Kohanim to have to burn the Mizbeach. We think of a Mizbeach as such a huge kli. Mizbeach was not so big. So you look at the measurements of the Torah. The Mizbeach was not so huge. It was pretty small. And you don't want the fires going out, and the Kohanim aren't going to have any place to walk around over there. So that's why the Amma had to be exactly amount, an Amma Geduma, in the spot where the fire was supposed to be. But Tani Ken, we also have a Brisa, which says there were many items on the Mizbeach which were an Amma. Amma Hayesod, the base was an Amma. Amma Sovev, the place around where the Kohanim walked was an Amma. Amma Karkov, the Karkov which also went around was an Amma. Amma Kronos, the corners on top were an Amma. The Amma Ma'aracha, the last one's important for us, the Ma'aracha, the firewood, was an Amma long. Lavona Livchos Mikometz, the Mishnah had said that if you're no dare to bring a Lavona, frankincense, you have to give at least a Kometz. Where do we know that measurement from? So there is no pasuk in the Torah which describes bringing a carbon lavona. Lavona by itself, frankincense. So you can't look in the Torah to figure out what the shear is. But where does lavona come up in the Torah? A, by the lechem apanim. The lechem apanim, every Shabbos, they had lavona that was hookrab with the lechem apanim, and they hung on little hooks on the side of the lechem apanim, and the kohanim every Shabbos were not allowed to eat the bread until the lavona was hooked around the mizbeach. So lavona went with the lechem apanim, A. Also, every carbon mincha had Lavona that was hookrab with it. So those are the two places where to look in the Torah. So says the Gemara, Nemar kan askara v'nemar lahalan askara. It says the word askara by a stam carbon mincha, and it says the word askara by lechem aponim. Ma askara amur lahalan mali komets, af askara amur lachakam mali komets. So they both have at least a komets. So that's why it must be that a plain Lavona is also a kometz. So Gemara says, one second, Yimai askar amur lahalad shtei kumsin, av askar amur kan shtei kumsin. But the lechem aponim has two kumsin. It has a kometz for each six of the breads. So if you're learning from there, so maybe a stam carbon lavona needs to be two kumsin, not just one kometz. So Amar Rabbi Ilano, klum lamdu lekometz el minchas chote. There is a kometz that's also brought with a minchas chote, with a chote who is a chayav of carbon chatas that can't afford to bring an animal, so he brings a mincha. And malahal and kometz achaser pasul, al kan kometz achaser pasul. It has to be at least a kometz, no more. So therefore, that's the limud you learn it from minchas chote. Amar Rabbi Yosa, milta de Rabbi Ila Amra. You learn from what we've just said. Rabbi Ila was one that was just talking. You learn from him to say as follows: Hamisnadev Lavona Mevio Bekamso Shel Kohen Gadol. What do we learn? That when you bring a Lavona, a Komis of Lavona, you go by the Kohen Gadol. What's the Kohen Gadol here? Not the Kohen Gadol. Not Kohen HaGadol Me'achav. The Karban Eidah, he explains that this opinion holds that the Kometz, you know, different Kohanim could have different size hands. So your Kometz is bigger than my Kometz. So you have to choose, you have to have the Kometz that you bring for a Lavona, Karban, has to be the size of a Kometz of the largest Kohen that could be worked that day. Why? Because we know, the Karban Eidah explains, that they had a goral every day to see who's going to bring the kometz for the lechem aponim, who's going to be maktarid. So it could have been the largest kohen there could win, and he could be the one, and it goes by his kometz. And if you're learning it from the lechem aponim, so then the kometz that you bring of lavona for your karban has to be at least the size of that kometz, because that could have been the kometz of the lechem aponim. That's the first opinion. It's very subjective. You go by the kometz, the size, even though the bailam aren't going to do the kemitzah, the Yisrael, but still you could use his hand. You could use the size of his hands in order to measure how much you have to bring. Zahav lo yifchos v'chulu, gold, you have to bring at least one coin. Amar Abelazer v'hushe hiskir tzura. That's only, says Abelazer, if you mention a gold coin. Avalam lo hiskir tzura. If you didn't just say coin, you just said gold, then maybe afilu sinori, you can bring any type of golden kli, even a fork. Anything that could be used as gold. Shishal and Nadava, there were six barrels, six containers that were for Nadava. That were for, you throw it in there, and then every so often the Kohanim took and used it for olas on the Mizbeach. So why six? So a couple of parallels for six. Rav Amar, Chizkiya Amar, Keneged Shisha Bati Avos. Keneged, the six Bate Avos. As we mentioned before, the Kohanim were split up into 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups. They each worked for about 2 weeks out of the year. They switched off, and then during the Chagim, all of them worked. Every week was a different Mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash. Within each Mishmar, there were six Bate Avos. There were six groups of families, and each of them worked on a different day of the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there were different halachas for the Beis Av. You weren't allowed to drink wine before you worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Every Beis Av had a different halacha. So there were six Bate Avos. Each Beis Av took out of the container their day of the week. That's why there were six. Bar Pidya Amar, Keneged Shesh Behemos. There were six types of animals that could be brought for a carbon ola, for an animal ola, and that is Par Egel Seir Ayel Gdi Betzla. So let's say you were noted to bring a par, so you put it into the par barrel. You were noted to bring a seir, you put it into the seir barrel. Number two, Ushmuel Amar, Keneged Shesh Karbanos. No, not the six types of animals, but the six types of karbanos that could turn into karbanos ola. That can turn into carbonous ola. Number one, kine zavim and kine zavos. Leftovers from the kine zavim and zavos. Number two, kine yoledes. Number three, chatos. Leftovers of amos or chatos. Vashamos. Menachos vasir se'efa. All of these, all the leftovers turn into olas. So that's why they each have their designated container. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, last line. Al yedei shehanedava maruba riba lashofaros harbe. Rabbi Yochanan says, as the nedava, if there were a lot more money, and they couldn't fit it in, they used to put in more containers for each of the six. Because the Tikkun Chazan explains, if you have a lot of money in one container, it could cause the monies to rot, and it could get ruined. So that's why they always left room so air could get in. So the more money they had, they just added on more shofaros, more than just the 13 that they had. Okay, we'll stop here. This year was the Zecha Nishmas Figarezo Bas Menachem Manish, whose yard site is today.